Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Warpath, a Garrison Rivers classic Western adventure book 2, by Brody McAllister, is an enthralling continuation of the adventures of Garrison Rivers, a quintessential Western hero fighting to uphold justice in the untamed frontiers. Set against the backdrop of the American West, this novel weaves together elements of danger, honor, and relentless pursuit of righteousness. McAllister captures the essence of classic Western tales while injecting his unique blend of action-packed storytelling and character development. As Garrison Rivers faces off against ruthless adversaries and navigates complex moral landscapes, readers are taken on a journey through dusty trails, lawless towns, and breathtaking landscapes. The book promises excitement, challenges, and the unwavering spirit of adventure that defines the Western genre. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Garrison Rivers, the man and the myth. Garrison Rivers stands as the epitome of the classic Western hero in Brody McAllister's Warpath. A character forged in the fires of justice and tempered with a moral compass that points unwaveringly towards what is right, Rivers embodies the rugged individualism and stoic bravery that define the genre. His commitment to fighting for those who cannot fight for themselves, battling against seemingly insurmountable odds, and facing down his enemies with both guns and guile, make him a captivating protagonist. Through Rivers, McAllister explores themes of heroism, sacrifice, and the personal cost of living by an unyielding code of ethics in a lawless land. Secondly, the Western frontier. A character in its own right, the setting of Warpath, is the vast, unforgiving Western frontier, a landscape that plays an integral role in the narrative. McAllister brilliantly uses the setting not just as a backdrop for action, but as a dynamic entity that shapes the lives of its inhabitants. From the arid deserts to the snowy peaks, each location presents its own challenges and moral quandaries. The frontier acts as both friend and foe to Garrison Rivers, offering him sanctuary and danger in equal measure. It's through his interactions with the land that we see Rivers' resourcefulness, resilience, and his profound connection to the natural world. The frontier is a testament to the enduring human spirit, highlighting the theme of man versus nature in a realm where only the toughest prevail. Thirdly, the conflict, moral dilemmas, and personal demons. At the heart of Warpath lies a series of moral dilemmas that challenge not only Garrison Rivers, but also the reader. McAllister does not shy away from the complexities of right and wrong in a world where the law is often absent or corrupted. Rivers is confronted with situations that test his principles, requiring him to make decisions that blur the lines between justice and vengeance. Additionally, his journey is as much internal as it is external, facing personal demons that threaten to undermine his quest for peace and justice. McAllister's deep dive into these ethical conflicts adds a rich layer of complexity to the story, making it resonate on a deeply personal level. Fourthly, allies and adversaries, the importance of relationships throughout Warpath. The relationships Garrison Rivers forms play a crucial role in his journey. These relationships, whether with steadfast allies or formidable adversaries, serve to highlight Rivers' character, providing depth and humanity. McAllister masterfully crafts a cast of supporting characters, each with their own dreams, fears, and moral compasses, who either align with or challenge Rivers' mission. The dynamics of these relationships bring to light themes of loyalty, betrayal, and the gray areas of human connection. In the harsh landscape of the frontier, allies can mean the difference between life and death, and adversaries often reflect the darker aspects of Rivers' own nature, forcing him to confront the fine line between justice and revenge. Lastly, the path to justice. The central narrative of Warpath revolves around Garrison Rivers' relentless pursuit of justice. This quest is fraught with obstacles, from treacherous terrain to morally ambiguous conflicts. McAllister effectively uses this journey to explore the concept of justice in a lawless land, where the protagonist must often take the law into his own hands. The quest is not simply about retribution, it's a deeper search for peace and order in a chaotic world. Through gripping action scenes and poignant moments of introspection, the book examines the sacrifices and hard choices that characterize the pursuit of a higher ideal. It's a compelling exploration of the lengths one man will go to in order to protect the innocent and punish the wicked, making it a riveting read for anyone fascinated by the eternal struggle for justice. In conclusion, Warpath, by Brody McAllister, is a must-read for fans of the Western genre and anyone who appreciates stories of bravery, justice, and the complexities of the human spirit. Its protagonist, Garrison Rivers, serves as a powerful conduit for exploring enduring themes that resonate across time and culture. Readers who are drawn to morally complex narratives, richly developed characters, and vividly rendered landscapes will find much to admire in McAllister's work. The book not only offers thrilling adventure, but also delves into deep questions about right and wrong, making it relevant to contemporary readers grappling with similar issues in their own lives. Warpath is more than just a Western. It's a testament to the enduring appeal of stories that confront the darkness and seek the light, making it a valuable addition to anyone's reading list. If you would like to support Brody McAllister, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.